Coach's Insight programs continue here on Care 93.7 as the basketball season is upon us. And we get a chance to talk about the Atchison Phoenix as they get set for their season opener on Friday against Rossville. And we'll start with the girls and head coach Nick Reban. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, we appreciate it as always, and thank you so much for joining for another year. Let's dive into it. 13 wins a year ago, a KCA league title as well. You lose four total seniors, graduate a couple of starters in there, and bring back five total letter winners. You know, how's the transition coming from last year to this year and getting ready for a new year?
You know, it's kind of a different look. You know, last year we were able to score in the post quite a bit. This year we're going to be a little more guard-oriented, trying to play faster. But the girls are doing a good job of buying in, coming in. You know, we're trying to find out who our leaders are going to be and just kind of go from there.
You look at the guard position, junior Presley Simpson, kind of the leader in the backcourt, 8.5 points, 4 boards a year ago, also averaged over 3 assists, seems to be maybe a leader in the backcourt at the point guard position.
Yeah, we're looking for Presley to have a big year. She's the one that's kind of got to come out and show what it's all about. You know, she's had the experience, been starting since she was a freshman. So I think it's her time to step up and shine.
What about the forwards when you look in the post and just the quality of depth there? Who are a few players that are kind of sticking out to you?
Sure. We have sophomore Samara Downing. She can score in the post. She gets down there. She posts well, can finish around the basket. And also we have a junior, Ty Hayward. She came in last year and gave us some big minutes defensively. You know, in league play, she averaged 4 blocks a game, really learning how to use her length to bother people's shots. And this summer and into this year, she's worked hard on her offensive game, and you can see that turning around.
Not the KCA League anymore, but it is the Meadowlark Conference, and you add Highland Park. As you look at the league now, with Highland Park being an addition to it, you know, how do you kind of see the league shaping out here in 22-23?
You know, I think it's going to be pretty competitive. You know, I think Sumner's going to be strong again. They bring back some players from last year, and they gave us good games. I think Highland Park's going to give us some good games. And that's what we need. We need those kind of games to prepare us for postseason.
And you get a good test here right out the gate tomorrow night. You get Rossville. You know, what do you know there about the scouting reports, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect in the first?
Well, for us, we're going to have to take care of the basketball. They're going to bring pressure. You know, looking back at them from last year, they brought it. They get up, they full court press, they try to take it to you. For us, we're going to have to be patient, find open girls, get the ball down the court, and go score.
Finally, when you look at just kind of the schedule here in the first couple of weeks before the Christmas holiday, you get Rossville again tomorrow night, but Tonganoxie, Eudora. How do you feel like those being kind of a measuring stick before you kind of jump into league play?
Sure, those are all good basketball programs, so it's good to go play them and see where we're at, give us some tape on ourselves so the girls can go back and see, you know, where they messed up, what their mistakes are, what they've done well. So we can continue to build off that getting into league.
There it is. Nick Reban joining us here, the Atchison Phoenix girls basketball coach. 13 wins, a league championship a year ago. Now the Meadowlark Conference with Highland Park as a new addition. And Atchison gets their season going tomorrow night as they are at home taking on Rossville. Coach, we appreciate it very much. It's fun to start another basketball season with you and enjoy the journey. So good luck tomorrow night against Rossville. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.